we're going through different sheets of the Rishonim, namely the Ra'an, the Ra'ah, and the Rishonim that were quoted in the Ramah, that had different sheets of what would be not included in Chaticha Arul Iskabid because of something about the presentation of this item. Whether it's because it's not cut up, it's full, or the Ran said even if it's pieces, but it's large pieces, or the Ra'ah had a chiddush about being not cooked. And then yesterday we focused on a very important halacha that it has to be aser machmas atzma. And therefore the Ramah said that if you have dam that's balu, basar that's balu and dam, you forgot to salt the animal, that's not an iser machmas atzma, and therefore it's not going to be similar to what the Shulchan Aruch says would be a type of iser that's not going to be batal, that would lend itself to the e-bittel, to the anti-bittel of Chaticha Arul Iskabid. So included in that is also an item that's just half of the item. If it's just a partial, not a Chaticha, a Kedei Klipa. Let's say you have a non-kosher piece that touched another piece. So there's two reasons why it's not going to be Chaticha Arul Iskabid. Number one, it's only going to aser. It's not going to aser because it's not aser machmas atzma. It's no gaya and something else. But even if you have something that is, let's say, milk that poured onto a basar, and basar b'chalav we said is aser machmas atzma, but if it only had a heat medium that would aser only the peel, so the Rama says if the peel is not something you would serve on your table, the peel is not a chaticha arul iskabid, so then that would not aser anything. Just before I get to the Rosh Yosef, so I just want to get to that Noid of Yehuda, the Pesach Tshuva quotes a Noid of Yehuda. Anyone who has a Shulchan Aruch, I'll tell you exactly where it is. I didn't put it on the Mar Mechemes, but it's very important because it's very relevant to that Shiloh of the Blintzes. If you look, I think it's in Kuf Aleph in Sifkot and Gimel of the Pesach Tshuva. On the Pesach Tshuva, where the Shulchan Aruch tells us Basar V'Cholav is an example of something that is its own iser and is aser machmas atzma, not like dam and basar that would be lend itself to be, have the anti bittel of chaticha arul iskabid. So he writes there, ayin betshuvas neid Yehuda chilek yaradeya simin lamid b'maisa. What happened? There was a story. Sha'afu kreplach, they baked kreplach im chema b'tisha agnei nechayshes. So they were making kreplach with butter, and two of the pots were with meat, were meat pots. Because of the aval pishanim shechub abeklach b'shuman, even though they have some shuman on them, the osan shenefu be'elu ashnayim be'mamiyot. You have the regular din of yavish b'yavish. V'loy mikri chaticha arul iskabid. The alpha got the basar v'cholav u'iser machmas atzma. Even though the Shulchan Aruch tells us that basar v'cholav is not considered an absorbed iser, and it's considered an iser machmas atzma. But over here, there's such a main part of the dough. And the basar v'cholav is absorbed into that, and therefore it's batal. But you have to be mashayer in terms of that amount that's put in. So that's the okay, everybody says, so that would be nogeya for our blintzes, that many of the poskim say that if it's just part of the item that could be batal, so then it's not going to be the entire chaticha arul iskabid. I'll just quote you the sefer I have over here that quotes this tshuva. And you have to know which Yisurim are Asur Machmasatzim and which not. There's a discussion about Bishalakum, about Chalavakum, and what about if someone cooked on Shabbos and it got mixed up in a Taruvis? Would those all be considered Yisurim Machmasatzim? Where is this Nadiv Yehuda? One second. Yeah. Makom shirak chilek me amaychol roy leskavit osim yisur veyisur mitzadasko ino roy leskavit rak makmas amaychol roy leskavit yish lechalko bekamo opanim. In my yisur ino ikra amaychol gon ugoyo sheit bilo osam beshaklut chalavi shumas bekner besar shenesim mitim basu bechol akil shu nikar vechilek me amaychol chen berekas sheini chol avrotav right? Gubor bepritayr bechavestash kol amilo yatzma ino ikra amaychol von pashtida shikra amaychol shalah who are botzik, b'day malay nechshav ha-tosefes, shal ha-tam, v'chashivis kechilek me'adover, u'mi'achar ma'achmas atzma l'osarut, v'oshachal et ina roi l'skabit botol. Abo b'mokom, sh'rak al yidei ha-yitzar atzma, m'kabal ha-maychal chashivis shal roi l'skabit. Oh, so he makes a difference over here. He says, let's say if the item that's usher, now it only becomes a chaticha roi l'skabit because of that additional item, and that additional element, near me the Ram Shakola Michael Nakshav Mahmazella Royal Escabid, but filu in my Isra Atmo in a Royal Escabid, thank God about all goes on Rabino. So some are machalic between whether or not this item would be Royal Escabid without this additional element that has now its usher. So Yesh Vyesh, the different sheets in the postkim, it's what to discuss. So Rabbi Sa, I want to discuss the next the Rosh that Yosef asked me to chazer. The Rosh takes a different approach in the entire sugya. The Rosh quotes many different Gemaras that apply the first principle that the Gemara stated, which was that there's certain times and certain items that are a davar shebeminyan, that are things that are counted, and therefore they're not going to be batal. Second. So the Rosh says, I'll give you Gemaras that talks about Davar Sheminyan, and it says nothing about what? It says nothing about it being cut up to size or being shalem, and it also applies to raw items by all these Davar Sheminyans, these Chavilei Tilsons and these Orlas and all these things that might eventually get cooked, and yet the Gemara says it's sold by a pound, sold by weight, sold by a number. That would be a davar sheminyan that's not bought. So therefore, the Rosh says all the Rishonim that we addressed yesterday, they're all hevel. Says the Rosh, they're all wrong, and all of these things, it's all a chaticha ruliskabit. Anything that will eventually be a type of food that will be served at a meal to be served to Orchin, that will qualify as a Chaticha Ruy Liskab. So this is brought up in Shulchan Aruch. When you look up the din in Kof Aleph, in the way the Mechaber sets up, after he introduces what we suggested originally about being Asar Machmas Atzmon in Sif Beis, then in Sif Gimel, the Mechaber quotes all of the Shitas of Rishonim that we explored yesterday, whether or not it's raw, or whether or not it's cut up into pieces, it's shalim. And then in Siv Gimel, Mechaber says, Tarnagoilas, you have a chicken. Benotzasash and his arva b'achiris b'telash arena rilis gadlof ne'orchim. Kemoshu, be'afal b'shach and his arva isira noitza. You take off the feathers afterwards. Chem loy chashiv rilis gabit alim kenim b'mavashalas. Also, if it's raw, if it's not cooked, not really liskabit. The chin keves shalem. Also, if it's full, if it's complete, ochaticha gdeila like the ran, or it's a big piece, yosimidai. Loi chashiv ruy liskabit. Shein derech litim of ne'areach keves shalem. Ochaticha gdeila yosimidai. Because this is not the normal way to serve your guest, and it has to be at the present time when the shayla comes up. What is the status of this meat? And then the mechaber says v'yesh cholkim b'cholzeh. Who's the yesh cholkim b'cholzeh?
The Rosh.
The tour. That's what the Baravella says. The tour b'shem Rosh. So how do we paskin? That's how Svardim paskin. Sounds like the Svardim will be Mako. Says the Rama v'chei noyegin. We're machmir. Milvat tarnegolos b'nitzosa. But the Rama says against the Rosh, because the Rosh was machmir by this, by the feathers also. Says the Rama, I'm willing to be machmir Mako, that it's not a chatir or l'skabit if it's what? If it's not the feather. If it's such a maisa, that is such a big tircha, like, and it's so, distant from the serving status that it's not yet in, so then I will say that it's not a chadich or iliskavi because it hasn't been defeathered. There's a svara of the Badei HaShulchan that he thinks that defeathering Bizman HaZeh is so easy, perhaps this Ramah wouldn't even be nogeh Bizman HaZeh because it's totally in tircha. It's a question whether or not it's totally and how easy, and does that change over time when we have new technology to make it much easier to make this roi lechabe bo orchim, and it's very easy to defeather the animal. So says the Rama, because it's mechuseres maisa godel, it doesn't say beferish tircha, which would have ramifications on bizman hazeh. The noogim bashi yibetela. The chen raglayim or rosh lo nerchuchu b'sairon, their hair was not taken off, the legs. Avon par nerchuchu chashiva chaticha rileskabe. Afilu lo nimlechu adayin, even though there was no salting, afilu kevas shalim eino batel. And even if it's complete, we're not mekel, we're machmir for the rush. Yir raglaim alofos mavad ragli avas v'chein ragli beim adakim dinas elu lo chashiva klal ubetelim, and therefore it's going to be the batel. Okay, so now lemaisa. So now, if I would ask you right now, based on the Ramah, Rabbi Yisai, how do you paskin legabi the conveyor belt? So again, let's go through all the shaylos we had. We had the schnitzel shayla, so we said the schnitzel shayla smells like a problem. It's basar v'chalav, and therefore it's what? And therefore it's iser machmas atzma. Everyone with me? The only thing that we said that we'd atzad to be mekel is what? That maybe, and even though it's only basar of with chalav, so it's derabanan, we apply the chumra of chaticha riliskabed to an iser derabanan to one derabanan. Is there any way to make it better, says the Chavos Das, if you have two Durabonans, perhaps you can say not to be Machmer. How can we make this into two Durabonans like we said yesterday? Not only is it chicken and milk, but it's also what? Frying pan. It's Tzli. And Tzli is a Shaila whether or not Basar V'Chalav is not Bishul. So whether or not Basar V'Chalav applies to it. Rabosai, there's another Tzad to say that it's Durabonan according to some poskim. And this you have to remember from a long, long time ago. Does basar v'chalav apply according to everyone if it's only from a blia and a kli? Didn't we learn you need ways back from who? Reb Kiva Eger? Reb Kiva Eger held that you don't have basar v'chalav d'oraisa, you don't have basar v'chalav mamish be'en, but if you just have from a blia of a kli, from a milk vessel in a schnitzel, that's not going to be basar v'chalav d'oraisa. That would be another tzad to make this another, an additional derabanan, at least according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, according to some shittas, that this wouldn't be basar v'chalav d'oraisa. All right, so that would be the issue of chaticha v'leskabi l'gabi, the schnitzels. What about the blintzes? The blintzes would be potentially the shayla of whether or not it's not the whole chaticha that's really l'skabi, that's aser, but it's only part of it. Is that part essential? Or is that part not as essential, and therefore we can be mevatel? Okay, what about the original shayla that we started off with, the conveyor belt, and you missed, you're not sure which chicken was the problem with the sirchas and the treifa, of the problem of being a treifa that was brought up in the shechita house?
The Sfardim would probably say it's mutter, right?
Oh, Sfardim l'chor would say mutter.
No, but the Rama would even not be mevatel, no?
Why?
Oh, because of the feathers, they're still like...
No, the feathers were off. On the shkitas, the feathers are already off. So, I would say that it's usher. So now, that's why you need a chsam sefer. So now, open your WhatsApp group and go to the chsam sefer. We dealt with a similar shayla. Imamish sums up our entire sugi in this one little tshuva. B'tur shulchan aruch, you with me, guys?
Yeah.
Torch to Chonar Chir Adei Simin Kuf Beis. Okay, he means Simin Kuf Al. Then Chaticha Ruy Liskabe. Dasa Rashba Varan. Bechaticha Gdaila. The first round that we saw. She'ein Derech Liskabe. Loi Mikrei Chaticha Ruy Liskabe. Verayosan Mikoyach Kushyas Toises Rosh Berak Hatarubis. And the Raya is from the Toises, the beginning of Zvachim. That has the Kasha V'chiv Ehema Shlema. This Behema that got mixed up, the Shor Niskal. Lo Tiei Chaticha Ruy Liskabe. The Teretz Toistis, and Toistis says a doichak, that the Mishnah is not talking about a shore, the Mishnah is talking about a what? An oif, a chicken. And therefore it's an ukimta, that it's not what? The reason why the Gemara said balei chayim loy betili and didn't say it's because chaticha rulis gabid is because taka was an oif. And it wasn't a chaticha rulis gabid. I guess it was a shvacha oif. It wasn't a good chicken. And the Gemara knew that it wasn't dealing with a chaticha rulis gabid over here. That's why the Gemara had to come on to Balei Chayim Loi Batili. That's the Taisis in the beginning of Reish Berech HaTaruvis in Zvachim. Okay, it's not the parak. By the way, this is important to know. The parak is called Kol Hazvachim, but it's in this long fact Taisus. That Taisus is bothered by this kasha. Why the Gemara had to come on to Balei Chayim Lo Batili? So Taisus says it wasn't talking about a chaticha rulis kabi. But the Chassam Sofer says that's a doichak teretz. The pashas we're talking about an animal and a regular sharanizgal. So why is it not bottle? Why didn't the Gemara suggest that it's not bottle? Because it's a chaticha riliskab. So other Rishonim took on a different approach. He says, "Kamasis in the Beseches Kinim, Alpha God is not bezvachim udoicha gadol." Says the Chassam Sofer. The Gam Ramam Sosam din zvachim shenis arvu el akorcha kanal. Rather, the pashas is like the Ran bechaticha gadol loyshayach chaticha riliskabi. The Rambam. The Rambam, who didn't make this distinction of the Ran and said chaticha ruliskabe could even apply to a large chaticha, he must hold like the Ra'ah that we said yesterday. So that's another reason why you could answer the Gemara in Zochim, why it had to come on to Balei Chayim Lo Batili. Cherry Sosom, because of chaticha, and his Arbu, Makirim, Asirim, Magbia, Bashar Beshishim, the Kuf. Oh, biyavish askinan umai shishim shayach bei came in shemakir mesira elakorva came in the ase beroy liskabid meila mayer b'mavushal loichay ein la din chaticharu liskabid. So he wants to say that some say, but the Rambam holds like the Ra'ah that answers that Gemara in Zvachim, that the reason why the Gemara came on to the reason why it's not bottle is because it's balechayim is because it was raw, and anything that's not item does, and anything that's not cooked doesn't have a din of chaticharu liskabid. So then, says the some sefer. But what I'm saying is all against the who, is all against the rush. Umasheik shearush mamish the end of the sugya l'shita zu haberi mine badon. But the examples of a davar shivaminyan like rimone badon, whatever that is, ukedoyme myri bechay v'loy b'mavushal, that the rush proves from there that you see that the ra'az wrong. From the fact that the Gemara's examples of a davar shebeminyan that's not batal, that what, all of those are raw items. So don't you see that even a raw item has the din of a chaticha ruy liskabed? So says the Chassam Sofer, exactly the kasha that I had the rush yesterday, Rabbi Yisrael. I asked you this kasha. The rush pulled a fast one on us. What was the rush's fast one on us? He learns our Gemara in Chulin as one sugya, as davar shebeminyan being the same as chaticha ruy liskabed. So ask the Chassam Sofer, I don't understand the kasha. Ain't any maven kasha zu. Hosom es shedarko limkor b'minyan, v'heim limkor b'minyan chai, v'zui chashivusom. That's talking about a davar shebeminyan, and that's the way it's sold. It's sold as a minyan when it's raw. But this, we're talking about something else. V'chaticha ruilis gabi, afal pisha choshev kamo eshe dargalimnos, even though the common denominator between these two items is that what? They're both dvarim chashuvim that don't become batal, but what? Their chashivas could be started at a different time. When they're what? When they're cooked. Aval eino nimme b'minyin. El chashivas kibud al orchim. It's a chashivas for an entirely different reason. So why does the din, the presentation of the Gemara, by a davar shebiminyan that happens to be raw, have any impression and influence on whether or not chaticha ruliskabed is also raw or only when it's bevushal? The Chasam Sofer is saying that there's no raya from those Gemaras against the ra'ah. Aval eino nimne b'minyan el chashivas kibud al orchim. If you have a big piece, vigam chaya, and it's raw, our chicken case, the conveyor belt, islan rashba v'ran v'ra'ah ulanias daiti gama ramba. I think you have a rashba ran and a ra'ah, and I also think that the ramam holds like the ra'ah. The chain pasuk mechaber, and that's the sheet of the mechaber. Because of Ramosha came noyegi. And the Rama was saying that we were machmir like the machmirim, like the Rosh. Uprichodosh maskim legamri kadasa mechaber. And by the way, the Achroinu in the Prichodosh, he argues with the Rama and he holds like the mechaber. Al karchach behefsid meruba, you're going to ask her the whole chicken plant. You're going to ask her up 1,000 chickens. Behefsid meruba tzirafti oy kula acheresh. She ksas sopik im yotzas hamachad mechayim b'shnei varim. Now he gets into a specific kasha about the Simone Trefus over here, which potentially would be another kula, which Ravelsky was also making. There was a shaila about the type of tarfus, Simone tarfus, that they were talking about. So b'makom hefsid meruba, where you have all of these shitas to be makel on, even though the Ramo is machmir like the Rosh, the Chasam Sofer svara chitzayin is that the other rishonim are more poshut than the Rosh, like we've been assuming, that we don't combine and learn from Davar Shebiminyan to Chaticha Ruliskabed, and each one of these items have their own dinim and qualifications, and therefore one doesn't necessarily apply to the other. So that was in terms of the chicken shiloh.
Doesn't our Gemara in Chulin differentiate between, meaning it's a shani Chaticha Ruliskabed, meaning the Gemara asks Akasha from the fact that it's a Davar Shebiminyan, and then it said Shani Chaticha Rui, so this is a raya against the Rosh, no?
I thought so. I thought the Pashas of the Gemara is not like the Rosh. The Rosh seems to be combining it, but Enochanami, I read the Gemara like you. Enochanami. I don't know if you have a slam dunk raya. You could just say, this now becomes like a Davar Shebiminyan, and therefore they're very similar. But I didn't read the Gemara originally like that. You're right, I agree with you. So Rabbi Isai, just to close the sugya, Tosis asks Akasha from the Gemara Avodah Zarah and Daf Ayin Dal that we've seen in the past, that the Gemara asked the question by certain things that were listed in the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah and Ayin Dalid that weren't batal. And the Gemara said, which things were listed? Things that are Aser Ba'anah and what? And a Davar Shebiminyan. So Tosis asked Akasha in our Daf, in the Hemshech of the Tosis, why didn't the Gemara say another reason? It is Chaticha Shenoveila, is it? Why isn't it say it's because also the reason why Chaticha Shenoveila, what did Tosis ask? Mashba Acha Chaticha Shenoveila Batla, and in the Masech Zavodah Zarah, it's Mashba that Chaticha Shenoveila wasn't added to the list, and it is Batal. And the Gemara says, what? So the Gemara says, the Tosis asks Astira, from the Gemara Avodah Zarah, from the Mishnah Avodah Zarah in our sugya, whether or not Chatichas Nevela would be batal. So Taisus says, doesn't our Gemara say that a Chatichas Nevela wouldn't be batal because it's a Chaticha Ruliskabed? What happens to the din of Chaticha Ruliskabed? So Taisus says, no, don't be bothered by that Gemara Avodah Zarah. That Gemara Avodah Zarah wasn't listing every single reason why not to be mevatal. It was focusing on specifically what the Gemara said. If you have Isuri Ana and a Davar Shebiminyan, this is a list of those types of qualifications that the Tana was involved with of not being batal. But in a Chanami, other things might not be batal for another reason, like a Chatichas Nevela, even though it's not Aser Ba'ana, it's still going to not be batal for a different reason that the Gemara didn't address, which is what our Gemara addresses, that it's not a steer in Gemara's. Okay? Rabbi Isai, that kasha of Tosis is very relevant, as the Beis Yosef points out, and the Ran writes in Avodah Zarah that the Rif does not bring down Mahalacha, the entire sugya that we paskin of Chaticha Arui L'Skabi. Why does the Rif not bring down the whole din of Chaticha Arui L'Skabi? It's Machmas this kasha. The Rif took a different approach than our Tosis. The Rif did not think that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah was just leaving out and only having a specific list of Davar Shebeminyan plus Yisuri Anah. But in a Hanami, Chatichas Nevela is not going to be batal for another reason. Chaticha Riliskabed, Ayin Chu and Daf Kufa Med Aleph. No, the Rif held it was a Machloikas Asugis, and not everyone subscribes to the concept of Chaticha Riliskabed, which convinced the Rif that therefore there is no halachic concept of Chaticha Riliskabed. This Rif was not accepted La Halacha, as we just have seen through the entire past week that we've learned Simon Kuf Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. And most Rishonim do bring down the din of Chaticha Riliskabed and must approach that stira in sugyas as Tosis does, that it's not really a stira, it was just dealing with two different types of lists. However, it's important to keep in mind when you have these kulas like the Chassam Sofer, that at least we have in our back pocket that the Rif against Shulchan Aruch, but the Rif didn't bring it down La Halacha because he thought it was a machlekes as sugyas, and the whole din of Chaticha Riliskabed does not even get off the ground. Alright, Rabbi Isai? That is the end of the sugya of Chaticha Aruya Lizkabed, a very important sugya, and one of the last and final sugyas that we're going to be doing in Hilchos Taruvis to really accomplish and finish the sugyas that we've done.
And the Chaticha Aruya Lizkabed is a din at all? What does he do with our Gemara?
He says it's a machlekes.
Oh, he just paskins like the other Gemara?
Yeah. All right, Rabbi Isai, are there any questions? Okay. So, Rabbi Isai, if we could just, whoever's, Jack, are you recording? So if you could just stop this recording.